Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jet Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KR&R Judge's Report for the week of June 17th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KR&R, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial, and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening anytime via the Gold Eagle website and the Mills County website. Our next Commissioner's Court will be taking place on June 24th. Besides our regular agenda items, we will be acting on the Mills County Central Appraisal District budget, the Hamilton EMS budget, a joint election agreement with Pretty ISD, and we'll consider an act on the 2025 Sheriff's Fee Schedule. The budget process is in full swing. For the last month, I have had around 35 meetings with different departments, boards, local service organizations, and groups that Mills County supports. These meetings and budget sessions with the Commissioner's Court will continue until around the 1st of August, when I'm planning on having our budget approved. Last week, I had a board meeting regarding the Hill Country Rural Transit. Several times during Commissioner's Court meetings, I have mentioned several issues taking place with Hill Country Transit. The transportation district of Hill Country includes 9 counties, which are Mason, Llanos, and Saba, Mills, Lampasas, Hamilton, Coryell, Bell, and Milan. Now, within this group, there's also urban areas including Temple, Clean, Coppers Cove, and Fort Hood, also known as Fort Cavazos. Anyway, without going in long dissertation, the urban board members have been wanting to break away and form their own transportation district. Last week, our board members agreed to start the process of splitting the district up. Now, the good news is that Mills County, along with Hamilton and Sensaba counties, have already been welcomed by our next-door neighbors, the Central Texas Rural Transportation District. This district, which currently includes 11 counties, including Coleman, Brown, Comanche, and Erath, have their headquarters in Early. I feel that this will be a positive win-win for Mills County regarding our future public transportation with more drivers and buses. Once the details are finalized, I will give more updates. On Thursday, June 20th, we will be having a Commissioner's Court workshop starting at 1 p.m. at the Mills County Law Enforcement Center. This workshop will involve representatives from Texas Department of Emergency Management and FEMA to discuss the May 2024 flooding that caused millions of dollars worth of damage to our Mills County road system. The commissioners and I will be asking numerous questions to these representatives regarding the process of applying for federal money, and we will do all we can to help Mills County get our road systems back in order. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jet Johnson, your Mills County judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.